Bible reading number 306, Acts 10, verses 1 through 33. Cornelius and Simon Peter. In the city of Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius. He was an officer in the Italian regiment of the Roman army. Cornelius was a good man. He and everyone who lived in his home worshipped the one true God. He gave much of his money to the poor people. Cornelius always prayed to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Cornelius clearly saw a vision. In the vision, an angel of God came to him and said to him, "Cornelius!" Cornelius stared at the angel. He became afraid and asked, "What do you want, sir?" The angel said to Cornelius, "God has heard your prayers. He has seen your gifts to the poor people. God has not forgotten the things you have done. Send some men now to the town of Joppa. Send for a man named Simon. He is also called Peter. Simon is staying with another man named Simon, who is a leather worker. He has a house beside the ocean." The angel who spoke to Cornelius left. Then Cornelius called two of his servants and a soldier. The soldier was a good man. They always stayed close to Cornelius. Cornelius explained everything to these three men. Then he sent them to Joppa. The next day these men came near Joppa. At that time Peter was going up to the roof to pray. It was about noon. Peter was hungry and wanted to eat. But while they were preparing the food for Peter to eat, a vision came to him. He saw something coming down through the open sky. It looked like a big sheet coming down to the ground. It was being lowered to the ground by its four corners. Every kind of animal was in it. Animals which walk on 4 feet, animals which crawl on the ground, and birds which fly in the air. Then a voice said to Peter, "Get up, Peter, kill any one of these animals and eat it." But Peter said, "I would never do that, Lord. I have never eaten any food which is unholy or not pure." But the voice said to him the second time, "God has made these things pure. Don't call them unholy." This happened a third time. Then the whole thing was taken back up into the sky immediately. Peter was wondering what this vision meant. Then, suddenly, the men whom Cornelius had sent found Simon's house. They were standing at the gate. They asked, "Is Simon Peter staying here?" While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Listen, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Go with these men and don't have any doubts. I have sent them to you." So Peter went downstairs to the men. He said, "I am the man you're looking for. Why did you come here?" The men answered, "A holy angel told Cornelius to invite you to his house. Cornelius is a Roman army officer. He is a good man. He worships the one true God. All of the Jewish people respect him. The angel told Cornelius to invite you to his house so that he may listen to the things you have to say." So Peter asked the men to come in and stay for the night. The next day Peter got ready and went away with the three men. Some of the Jewish brothers from Joppa went along with Peter. The next day they came into the city of Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them. He had already called in his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him. Cornelius fell down at Peter's feet and worshipped him. But Peter made him get up. Peter said, "Stand up. I am only a man, like you." Peter continued talking with Cornelius. Then Peter went inside and saw a large group of people there. Peter said to them, "You people understand that it is forbidden for a Jewish man to associate with or visit any non-Jewish person. But God has shown me that I should not call any person unholy or unclean. That is why I didn't argue when the men invited me to come here. Now, please tell me why you sent for me." Cornelius said, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house. It was at this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly there was an angel standing before me. He was dressed in shining clothes. The man said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer. He has seen your gifts to the poor people. God has not forgotten the things you have done. So send someone to the city of Joppa. ask Simon Peter to come. Peter is staying in the house of another man named Simon, who is a leather worker. His house is beside the ocean. So I sent for you immediately. It was good of you to come here. Now we are all here in the presence of God. We want to hear everything that the Lord has commanded you to tell us.